When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
You hear the kind of music that can be made with a simple guitar. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the acoustic hamlet of Southampton, New York. I want to remind listeners that our show is now sponsored by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, so welcome aboard. And we'll get to the Gershwins in a moment. Today's episode is called While My Guitar Gently Plays Show Tunes, and a little nod there to George Harrison and Eric Clapton. But in the Broadway musical, we think a lot about big orchestras and trumpets and pianos and all that kind of stuff. But the acoustic guitar and then its companion, the electric guitar, have strummed their way through many interesting shows in many different forms. And we just heard Rebecca Luker from the 92 revival of Showboat doing Magnolia's reprise in Act Two of Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine, which is, you know, very essential to the plot. Well, stringed instruments made their debut all the way back sort of in the beginning in Lady Be Good. A fellow named Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards was the nominal star of Lady Be Good, written by the Gershwins, and the Astaires were in it as well, but he was the specialty guy. And although he played the ukulele, he lent a particular brand of charm to that particular show and made the following song a huge hit with his string talent. So here from Lady Be Good is Fascinating Rhythm.
There's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm that pitter-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning and hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flivver. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping, to
find that night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make a snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Ukulele Ike, Stringing Along Broadway. Well, the guitar is used many years later, 44 decades later, in a little show called The Sound of Music, which, of course, is the story of the musical Von Trapp family, and they use the acoustic guitar to tremendous effect. Here is a recording from, I don't know if it's the first German language version of The Sound of Music, but it certainly is the first Austrian version. This is the Vienna Volksoper, which took a very long time, about half a century, to come around to The Sound of Music. But if we're going to hear Edelweiss in any language, shouldn't we hear it in German with acoustic guitar?
Like a perfume woman The wind blows in the bunkhouse like a perfume woman smelling of where she's been. And she sings to me, 'cause I'm one of her rambling kin. She sings, Joey, Joey. And it's time to go, time to go. Joey, 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 travel on, you have been too long in one town, and the harvest time's come and gone. That's what the wind sings to me when the bunk I've been bunking in gets to feeling too soft and cozy, and the grub they've been cooking me gets to tasting too good. And when I've had all I want of the ladies in the neighborhood, she sings, Joey, oh Joey, Joey, Joe, la da dee da da dee. Yes, it's time to go.
Notes of Frank Lesser, the strings of Lorinda Almeida, and the voice of Sammy Davis Jr. That, of course, was from The Most Happy Fella. And the jazz instrument has been used in many different... the guitar has been used as a jazz instrument in many different ways. We have people like Joe Venuti or Django Reinhardt recorded a lot of show tunes on the guitar. And this was a Brazilian guitarist that I think Sammy brought along to the studio in the 60s as a kind of rebuttal witness to Francis Albert Sinatra Antonio's Carlos Jobim album, but a beautiful jazz cover with guitar of a great show tune. Well, the guitar obviously was a huge basis for what they used to call hillbilly music and transformed into country and western music, and now just known as country music. And obviously many, many popular hits of the 40s and 50s were, you know, from the sort of Hank Williams, Conway Twitty world. Here is the first Broadway musical, I think, to use the country guitar as a kind of contemporary sound. It is a humdinger of a song from The Pajama Game with Janice Page and John Raitt. And just listen to that guitar go.
Tell me.
What a woman! I'll tell you. There once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he slew a dragon for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
Tell me.
And there once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he gave his kingdom for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more. My love is a giant, fierce and defiant, but how can I prove it to you? Ain't got no kingdom, no dragon to back up my bragging. How can I show what I would do? I only know there once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he ate that apple for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
There once was a woman who loved a man. He was the one that she took poison for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she. But me, I love you more. And there once was a woman who loved a man. But me, I love you more. My love's meteoric, it's merely historic. A whirlwind, a cyclone on wheels. It rocks my whole solar plexus, it's bigger in Texas. I just can't tell you how it feels. I only know there once was a woman who loved a man. Loved him enough to cause a Trojan War. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she. But me, I love you more, 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 more.
More than a hangman loves his rope.
More than a dope fiend loves his dope.
More than an Indian loves his scalps.
More than a yodeler loves his alps.
More,
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 more, more.
There once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he slew a dragon for.
Adler and Ross were the composers, and they knew how to turn that into a pop-sounding hit. Well, obviously, by the time rock and roll comes along, 1954, 55, etc., the electric guitar becomes an essential component of that orchestration. And I believe the first Broadway musical to use electric guitar in a contemporary capacity was, of course, Bye Bye Birdie. So here is the dearly departed Dick Gauthier telling all those teeny boppers how he is, in fact, honestly sincere with a nice electric guitar in the background.
Speak to us, oh beautiful one. Tell us how you make that glorious sound that even now in anticipation of it has reduced me to a snarling, raging, panting jungle beast.
You gotta be sincere. You gotta be sincere. You gotta feel it here. Cause if you feel it here, well then you're gonna be honestly sincere. If
What you feel is true. Really feel it, you. Make them feel it too. Write this down now, you. Gotta be sincere. Honestly sincere. Man, you gotta be sincere. If you're really sincere. If you're really sincere. If you feel it in here, then it's gotta be right. Oh, baby. Oh, honey. Hug me. Suffer. In everything I do, my sincerity shows through. I look you in the eye, don't even have to try. It's automatic, I'm sincere. When I sing about a tree, I really feel that tree. When I sing about a girl, I really feel that girl. I mean, I really feel sincere. If you're really sincere, if you're really sincere, if you feel it in here, then it's gotta be right. Oh, baby. Oh, honey. Hug me. Suffer. Oh, you gotta feel it here. Oh, my baby. Oh, my baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Oh, yeah. Well, you're gonna be sincere. 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 Oh, my baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Oh, yeah. Well, you're gonna be sincere. Well, you're gonna be sincere. Oh, my baby. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Well, if Bye Bye Birdie opened up the decade of the 1960s on electric guitar, it only made sense that the musical Hair would help form the close parentheses of that particular sound of the 60s. That was Lynn Kellogg from the original cast of Hair. In that same season, 68-69, another show came along that had a contemporary sound. This was a score by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, who led the pop charts in the 60s into the 70s. And the story about Promises, Promises goes that they were out of town in Boston and they needed a song at the last minute, a kind of love duet between the hero, played by Jerry Orbach, and the heroine, played by Jill O'Hara. And they came up with this tune so quickly and needed to put it in the show so fast that they never were able to orchestrate it. So, as Shakespeare says, sweet are the uses of adversity. Here is the wonderful, essential, unique guitar accompaniment to I'll Never Fall in Love Again from Promises, Promises.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. I never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a guy? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, he'll never phone ya. I never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Those chains that bind you, that is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
What do you get when you give your heart? You get it all broken up and battered. That's what you get, a heart that's shattered. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you.
That is why I'm here to remind you.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow,
I'll
never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again.
Well, if that doesn't make you fall in love with Burt Bacharach and Hal David and the use of a guitar in a Broadway musical, I don't know what will. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on Peconic Public Broadcasting. Our show is sponsored in part by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. And today we're looking at a show which I call While My Guitar Gently Plays Show Tunes. And it's a way of showing how the guitar weaves its way through many different scores and how it can make things well, what would I say? Weep quietly. Here is one of the loudest performers in Broadway history, Ethel Merman, with the Muppets, showing you what a guitar can do to a good old-fashioned standard.
Listen, Fozzie, don't be discouraged. Even if you don't make a lot of money, you're doing what you love to do. Just look around you. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops. The sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. I've said this before, but there's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open, and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, they've hung a star. Let's go on with our show.
Well, you all know what happens next. Of course, they have to bring in the orchestra for Ethel Merman. But see what a little guitar gently applied can do? Oh, what a little moonlight can do. Well, if we had another hour, we could deal with the uses of guitar in a lot of these jukebox musicals, because obviously a lot of the pop music from the 50s on used guitars a lot, and those shows, those songs, and those performances have been repurposed for lots of different things, everything from Jersey Boys to Million Dollar Quartet, which I thought was a really fantastic show. So let's give a little nod of the hat to the Down South sort of gospel-leaning use of the guitar. This is the cast of Million Dollar Quartet.
Oh, well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go alone till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yeah. Well, the morning so bright, and the lamb is alive, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yes, there will be peace in the valley for me. Someday there will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble.
happy man.
Anna O'Reilly from the recent revival of The Robber Bridegroom, a beautiful down south guitar inflected score. Well, the guitar obviously isn't from the American South. It's from all over the world. And of course, if you're going to have a show set in Spain, you got to have a guitar. This show had two in the orchestra, as far as I know, one of which was played on stage. It is Man of La Mancha. Or today, we're going to hear from L'Homme de la Manche. This is the 1968-69 French version that starred Jacques Brel, but I think the guitar work on this is fantastic. So, what was known as Little Bird, here called Sans Amour, from L'Homme de la Manche.
Sans amour, sans amour,
sans amour, sans amour,
sans amour à venir,
sans amour, sans amour,
sans amour, sans amour,
sans amour, sans amour,
qu'est-ce que vivre veut dire,
sans amour, sans amour,
j'ai le vide au cœur,
sans amour, sans amour,
le vide au cœur,
sans amour, sans amour,
sans amour, sans amour, à quoi me sert,
sans amour, sans amour, sans amour
de vivre encore,
sans amour, sans amour. Sur les Ramblas, être fils de roi, cueillir les filles, s'offrir l'enfer, mais suis comme toi.
Sans amour à venir,
sans amour, sans amour,
sans amour, sans amour,
sans amour, sans amour,
qu'est-ce que vivre veut dire,
sans amour, sans amour,
je vis sans fleurs,
sans amour, sans amour,
je vis sans fleurs,
sans amour,
sans amour,
sans amour,
les hommes pleurent,
sans amour, sans amour,
les femmes pleuvent,
sans amour, sans amour, sans amour, sans amour.
Where you going?
Barcelona.
Oh,
don't get up.
Do you have to?
Yes, I have to.
Oh,
don't get up. No, you're angry.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Put your things down.
See, you're angry.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Put your wings down and stay.
I'm leaving.
Why?
To go to
stay.
I have to
fly. I know
to
Barcelona. Look, you're a very special girl, not just overnight. No, you're a very special girl, not because you're bright, not just because you're bright. You're just a very special girl, June. What you thinking?
Barcelona.
Oh.
Flight 18.
Stay a minute.
I would like to.
So.
Don't be mean.
Stay a minute.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Where you going?
Barcelona.
so you said.
And Madrid.
Bon voyage.
On a Boeing.
Good night.
You're angry.
No.
I've got to.
Right.
Report to.
Go.
That's not to say that if I had my way. Oh, well, I guess. Okay.
What?
I'll stay.
But oh God.
Sondheim, of course, the original production of Company. But the genius in that is Jonathan Tunick, the orchestrator, who put in a guitar to remind us of the faraway Barcelona. Another use of the guitar is in Latin America. And of course, if you're going to go to Evita, you've got to find a guitar somewhere. And I sort of riffled through the score and looked at Night of a Thousand Stars, which, even though he sings about the music of love's guitar, has no guitar in it. The guitar winner in that score was actually, I think, like the next song over, Another Suitcase in Another Hall. So let's hear Madonna. Madonna making an appearance on Broadway to Main Street. Who says show tunes are square? With Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's fantastic score to Evita.
Expect my love affairs to last for long. Never fool myself that my dreams will come true. Being used to trouble, I anticipate it. But all the same, I hate it. Wouldn't you? So what happens now? So what happens now? Where am I going to? Where am I going to? And time again, I've said that I don't care, that I'm immune to gloom, that I'm hard through and through. But every time it matters, all my words desert me, so anyone can hurt me.
But you always have before.
Where am I going to? Where am I?
be strumming my axe in a basement dive with my totally kick-ass band. When an army of A&R men will arrive with pens and contracts in hand, then they'll whisk me away in a big black car, and the record execs and the girls from PR, they'll know from the start what a major league star I will be. Just wait and see. When I climb to the top of Mount Rock and I'm there staring down from the heights with the crowd at my feet and a 7-inch bulge in my lizard skin spandex tights, I'll dive off the edge straight into a crowd that's screaming my name out loud, and the gates will unlock at the top of Mount Rock. Blowing out amps, playing stadium shows on my sold-out galactic tour. And I blister the ears of the first 1,000 rows and leave while they beg for more. Then I'll pop the champagne and the party will rage. No brown M&Ms in my green room backstage. Bigger than Hendrix and Clapton and Page and the Red. Top of Mount Rock. The doubters and the haters and the hipsters, let them laugh. Soon they'll all be begging for my roadie's autograph. I know my time is coming. Well, hopefully it's coming. I'm pretty sure it's coming any day. Once they hear me play, then the dreams that I had since the day I turned 10 will be finally coming true. And no one will call me a loser again or tell me what I can't do. So I'll hold my head high and keep strumming those strings and grab any chance that my destiny brings. I'll rise and I'll rise and I'll rise on the wings of my song, up where I belong. And I'll climb to the top of Mount Rock. Top of Mount Rock.
Acoustic or electric, that Andrew Lloyd Webber really knows how to use those stringed instruments to pack a wallop in a Broadway musical. We heard Evita, and now his most recent addition to Broadway, School of Rock, rocking it out. A very guitar-oriented score, which makes a lot of sense considering the subject matter. Well, today, folks, our show was While My Guitar Gently Plays Show Tunes, and we really went all over the musical map, the international map and the sonic map, so I hope you enjoyed that. Our show is going pretty much gangbusters. We've got over 215 shows on iTunes, so do check out our site and give us a review. Let us know what you think. It's always important for moving forward to have the support of our loyal fan base. Our final selection is a song that we all know from A Little Night Music, the song that Frank Sinatra not only picked up, I believe he was the first pop artist to record Send in the Clowns. It was supposedly sent to him in a sealed manila envelope as he was sitting by his Palm Springs swimming pool in the spring of 1973. And he did it many times in concert, often initially with a full orchestra, which was a little overbearing. And then his musical sensibility, which was second to none, decided if he scaled it back in concert, he might let the song breathe the way naturally it should. So This is from a concert version, I think in Paris, where he lets the guitar gently uphold and support the incredible sentiments in Sondheim's Send in the Clowns. You wouldn't necessarily think it would be the case, but Sondheim, and certainly the song, had no better friend than Frank Sinatra and a guitar.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Where are the clowns? Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. But where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Just when I stop opening doors, finally finding the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, so sure of my lines, and no one is there. Don't you love a farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. I'm sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns, don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. But where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Well, where has the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.